Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 48. We're going to look at verses 1 through 8. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in his loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon, is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown herself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like the ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Old Testament worshipers had a special place in their hearts for the city of God, Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, God said, I will put my name. The city was the source of pride, joy, and worship. Jerusalem is first mentioned in Genesis when Abraham met a king named Melchizedek, and at that time, the city was named Salem. By David's time, the city was a fortress city known as Jebus. David captured Jebus and turned it into his capital, giving the city its current name that means the abode of peace. Jerusalem is built on Mount Zion, about 2,500 feet above sea level. And while the city has experienced its share of devastation, it has been inhabited continually for more than 5,000 years. The significance of the city does not stop in the New Testament. In fact, God gives heaven itself the name, the New Jerusalem. John writes in Revelation that it is a city coming down out of heaven from God. Therefore, the psalmist can rightly say, as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord God Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Father, thank you for the promise of heaven, the new Jerusalem, and thank you for the promise of a final home that is secure forever. In Jesus' name, amen.